Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! Welcome to the Murder Maxi Music Show, Jay. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot stack. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real hits at.
This Young Castro from the Outlaw.
This your boy Al Capone.
What's that in this bootleg? The Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. We hit a milestone, episode 75. What a way to do it, because tonight we're going to have the first female guest, other than the homegirl, Miss Bombay. We're going to bring in West Coast legend Marvelous. We're going to bring her on in a minute. She's been putting it down for years, just put out classic records like, you know what I'm saying, Ghetto Blues. And I mean, just been in the scene and been putting out this real shit, you know what I'm saying, the way it's supposed to be done. A lot of female rappers, you know, when I was younger, I couldn't get into a lot of them, like Queen Latifah and shit. To me, I thought they was like anti dude, you know what I mean? It was just like I wasn't feeling their music. When I first heard Marvelous, that changed my mind. That was like, whoa, she got some fucking heat, and she definitely brought the heat. You know, one of my favorite songs to this day is Can't Stand the Heat. And we're gonna be playing that in a minute, but I'm gonna bring on my co-host for the evening, Mac J. What's up, Mac J?
What's up with the prayers? You know, it's UGS for life on these bitches.
Yeah. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? It's UGS for life. And like the show says, go to the archive. You got, after tonight, 75 of these motherfuckers with some of rap music's biggest legends and pioneers. And I still want to shout out all the sites that credited us for the Jerry Heller interview that we did. BET, XXL. You motherfuckers never thought I'd be shouting out XXL and BET, Hip Hop DX. But I got to give credit where credit's due, because they gave credit to us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as DJ Vlad is concerned, it's still on, you fucking bitch, because you're gonna stop taking our shit and just putting it up there and claiming it as their own. And I've heard he's done that to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that gets their ass beat by a cop, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, because if you know us here at the Murder Master Music Show, there's only one Rick Ross that we fuck with, and that's the real Rick Ross. So anybody gets their ass beat by that fat tub of lard down in Miami who calls himself Rick Ross, you got to be a punk.
Perpetrator.
All you got to do is get on Google, type in DJ Vlad yearbook picture, and this motherfucker looks like the dude from Pretty in Pink. You know what I'm saying? Straight 80s faggot, swaggot-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. For real, man. And when he's still our shit, dog, it's... Because we putting this shit out here for the underground and for the cats that want to get into the underground that don't know about the forefathers of this shit. This is it right here. So for these young motherfuckers that want to take some time to hear and look at the history of where it came from, it's right fucking here. Look, 75 shows.
And all these artists that we feature, many of them don't have outlets anymore. The lamestream ain't fucking with them. They ain't shedding no light upon what they're doing, because they're still making music. Just like when we had MC8 on the show. A lot of people didn't even know MC8 still putting out fucking albums. Albums that are better than the shit put out 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know about it because these lamestream sites, they're not showing the support that they should be showing. And that's what we're here for. So, motherfuckers, you got to support us. It's UGSforLife.com. Anybody takes from us, you know what I'm saying, we're going to take your head. We got 15 countries that ride with us, state to state, city to city. This movement is real. It's big. And even you motherfuckers on Facebook talk shit on us, there's going to be 20 motherfuckers at you, you know what I'm saying, instantly.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers the other other day, some faggot from England tried to say he had UGS radio, and we go to his page and some Eurotech bullshit. How the fuck are you even going to compare the two things? Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to bring on our guest. I'm going to let you bring her on, Mac. Introduce the lovely Marvelous for us.
Yeah, this Marvelous, y'all, for y'all that don't know, you know what I'm saying? One of the coldest, I ain't going to just say West Coast spitters. I'm just going to say spitters, period, let alone she a female and she ain't never have to do the rapping about, you know, sex me this, sex me that, to let a motherfucker know she can spit this shit. And she just as cold as these dudes, if not even better. And she already hold her weight with the top heavyweights in the game, especially from her area and her region.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Her grind is relentless. All you got to do is just Google her shit. You know what I'm saying? You'll see how many albums and how many songs that not only Marvelous did, but the people that she fuck with. So for her to be fucking with the people that she do, you know she got to work hard. She fuck with Pop them. You know what I'm saying? So they wasn't on no bullshit. And so when we always trying to get guests on her, I reach out to motherfuckers, and she was a real motherfucker. She hit me right back and said she'd be willing to come on the show, and look, 75 show, here she go. Marvelous.
Hey, what it do, what it don't do?
How you doing?
What's going on with it, Marvelous?
Hey, hey.
Honored to have you on the show. Honored to have you here. And one of the first questions I want to ask you, you know, coming up in the game early on, when you was working on the first album, was it intimidating being the only female around, you know, seeing SIBO and everybody over there at AWOL?
I never really looked at it like that. You know, they made me feel real comfortable. You know, we knew that when it was time to work, it was time to work, and they never gave me no pass or no, you know, shit, we had to get in there and knock it out, and it had to be dope, so... No, I didn't really feel any pressure as far as being the only female. It was like I fit right in, you know, just fit perfectly.
Well, that's good. And you've maintained, I mean, you know, obviously AWOL Records is no more, but you've maintained a relationship with SIBO over the years. You worked with him over the years. Man, what are some of the things you could say about that cat?
Oh, man. I mean, he's the guy, I'm the woman version of him. No, I'm joking. He's just dope, you know, from an MC standpoint, from a fan standpoint, you know, and just on a personal basis, you know, he's like paved the way for me in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying? And his fucking work ethic is impeccable, you know, just like how Pops was, you know, and it's a no holds bar type of thing. You know, if you get in there playing around or fucking up or something, you just gonna be on. You're gonna get shit talked to you, you know. So he just go hard in the paint, you know. And you gotta respect him for selling millions of albums and, you know, doing all that shit on an independent level, you know. And people, a lot of people don't even know that or recognize that, you know. And I just I hold him in the highest regards, you know. That's my bro, but I'm still probably his number one fan. And shit, we on some new shit right now, but it's still all, you know, West Coast Mafia. That's my family, and I love them to death.
I was about to say, yeah, you come and for the motherfuckers that don't know West Coast Mafia, they need to Google that shit too. You youngsters that's listening, go out there and check everybody out that's in the West Coast Mafia. Them some real legends from the West Coast. But I was wondering, like, what was the rap scene when you came out? I think your first album dropped, like, 92, 93. And, you know, like, back then, like what Chris was saying earlier, a lot of the female rappers that was out was Queen Latifah. You know, you had Salt and Pepper, and you had, you know what I'm saying, those type of lamestream artists. What was it like being a female artist coming out from the West Coast on some straight gangster shit and trying to get these deals that these other ladies was getting at the time?
Well, my thing was, you know, I was like rapping all my life, you know, so my main goal was to, I wanted to be mentioned with the best. When they talk about the dopest female MCs, I wanted my name to be in there. So I feel like I've, you know, achieved that, you know, to a certain degree. And but back then, you know, it wasn't, everybody wasn't rapping, you know, so it wasn't so many, you know, I was good in my lane, you know, I didn't really want to go do the big deal thing, and then, because then, you know, they get to wanting to censor your music and pick songs, mm-hmm. and, you know, I never really wanted to go that route, you know, I feel like my music is reaching the people that it's supposed to reach, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, somewhat content with that because I'm not really the type to bend or, you know, I'm a rebel. So, you know, I'm with the movement. I'm with the underground movement all the way. So back then, it just wasn't as many people rapping, you know, it just period, mm-hmm. male and female. You know, I didn't really, like, I didn't do a song with any female artist probably up until Conscious Daughters, you know, as far as, you know, once I started
rest
putting out
peace
music.
To too.
Yeah, rest in peace, the special one, the great. And, you know, I don't know. I just was one of those type of MCs that was, I was going hard and I really wasn't concerned with what nobody else was doing. You know, I wanted to create my own lane and that was mm-hmm. pretty much that. Yeah. Because
yeah,
especially during that time, you know,
that.
I was like, I'm the dopest. You know, can't nobody see me.
Yeah.
You know, I had that type of attitude. You know, which I still do, but back then I really, you know, I was younger, so I was
yeah.
feeling myself, and I wasn't really.
So,
I was just
so
trying to make my project.
Marvelous is a little more reserved now. You know what I'm saying? And you were just you was on their heads back then, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm reserved though until I get on that mic.
Yeah.
In real life, yeah, I'm
no
reserved.
Playing around when you get on that mic. Yeah.
Yeah
no playing,
up,
yo.
Well, let's give them a little taste. Let's give them a little taste of what you were doing back then. It's that song mentioned, "Can't Stand the Heat." If you can, Marvelous, introduce this song. Speak about it a little bit. Let the people know what this song is.
Ooh, this song right here is called "Can't Stand the Heat." It's off my first album, Ghetto Blues. You
mm-hmm.
feel me? It's me featuring Sebo, the Bald Head Nut, and this is a classic right here, produced by DJ Daryl.
DJ Daryl, listen to DJ Daryl, man. Produced a lot of classics for you guys. Well, here it is, man. Check this shit out. All you youngsters listening to this shit, this is what it is right here. This is what I grew up off of. This is what Matt grew up off of. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to bring this shit back.
Better than the history class who's at school today.
Victim number one got gun. Now it's time for victim number two. Shots from the 50 caliber Desert Eagle. Fuck you. And they started the static. But when they got too hectic, the marks went and ratted. Now what does that tell you? The other hood is snitching. Rat heads get nothing but Jesus, my religion. So fuck them and feed them, cause I don't need them. Call up Daytona with them bullies and decapitate them. Cause nigga, that's how we roll in the nine motherfucking fall. So when the tip of the triangle drops in your face, a Desert Eagle on that ass jumps to the base. My nigga Dub got tow up from the blow up, got 10 to the big camp, went down for a self-defense. So who riders be real to the shit? Retaliation is a must,
nigga,
and I'm
like a book and Santa Heath to say about for them bitches loving that weak shit. I got to let it out before I pulled a lot and seen a lot, but none to make me think twice. Trying to come hard, but y'all know Marvelous ain't nothing nice. So check this out, cause behind my back they kill me with that disrespect. Niggas wanna play a hate, let's take this to the next step. When jumping one of the front, but it's my shit, you're wrong, so it's all good. Shit got too hot, they gave me boxes like a bitch would. I felt you when you came on, but so far it's all ain't ball though. So me and that nigga both gon' bust and show you how that shit go. The night try and the night go, it's gonna be on for the bitches. Rattin' like bitches and for them bitches, it's coming like niggas, it's on for show. So here we go, the heat is on, you should've been warned to get like that. You better ask somebody to watch, that's how we doin' it, set. Ain't taking no shorts, just stuck in the dodge, but at the same time, I got to be the one to get my major props at all time. From back to the base, to the east coast, to the north and south, I get mine. And that's what that's the shit, if you can't stand the heat, then stay behind.
I got my 4-5, ready to ride or do or die. And if you don't fuck with me, you'll be fucking with a homicide. Cause niggas be trying to run shit. Come move into my hood and not buy my goods. Gather them up the street, sweep them, hopping a cut from deep creeping. Hit they stash spot and leave them niggas pockets leaking. Cause that's how we did shit. Brush niggas up out the hood with the quickness. First whip of the gas got niggas' attention. That's why they got benched in this game called Who Ride for Survival. Tamed by the 223 mini 14 assault rifle.
Well, up now, prepare to kill myself. They say that weakness never prospers. Keep that bullshit on the shelf. Cause me and my niggas gon' get AWOL. Cause where I'm from, we spit it right. Gotta watch your back. Consider the fact that
and pop my chest. That's how we do it in sec. I'm gonna give it up cause I got much love for my town. Capital City, 916, if you ain't husband, ask around. The push was the truth, get that creep on. So watch your back and keep your shit on the down low. Cause niggas love to rat, pack your shit like a G. If you a punk, then take another route. If you can't stand the heat, then say about.
Sucker ass nigga, I'm your G. And don't call me cowboy unless you want your mouth split. Cause niggas be trying to dry snitch. So if you step to me, you better be prepared to get your chest bloody and your back dusty or even muddy. Cause it don't matter about the season. Back the fuck up off my cruise. Cause I'm known to creep and let loose with them 2-3. And Marvel Lister chop that ass up. Out the T-top of the 70 cut strike to the block.
I'm more than you can handle. So watch how you approach me. Cause when that 44 cock and bust, it ain't no movie. See, I'm known to tear that ass up. Load up the gas, hop in the cut, smash up. Fuck them all down, leave the ass up. For reasons unknown, I just ain't got it all. So for the records, it was just Mando, I go AWOL. Stay on the run and pack a gun and keep my mug mean. Make a grip, sit back, have niggas serving and keep my hands clean. Go back to the town and kick it like I always did and stick to the strip. Can't stand the heat and say your ass up out the 916.
Check game, one for the money, two for the hoes. Both got the drink and 300 on some endo. So let's get bent, crooked, perp. As I get further hitting on that Thunderbird. You know I gotta roll with the automatic, cause the candy and the gold thing start static. Plus I gotta stay calm, cause the chronic make me paranoid and all I smoke is the bomb. A day with folks, hitting them switches, rolling fat dips, Nick busting at the stitches. An everyday thing, a G thing, a hood thing, now swing on the dang-a-lang. Now let's get a fat room, a zone of purple kush weed, and a gang of strawberry booms. And you know that the booms is for the hillies. A big mouth Nicky need a big mouth Mickey's. Sitting on those things, riding on candy paint. Hit the block sideways and watch all the hoes faint. Up into the parking lot, liquor soap, here come folk in a faux rag drop. Park and I stepped out, punch out, was tripping off my last album, so I had to whip out. I.G., now give me 10 Hennessy's, a thing of boom form and a crate of lemon squeeze. And you know I came out straight feeling, no need to use reverse, cause I'm coming out three-wheeling. 9-tray to the 9-4, blowing marvelous, you and I'm saying AWOL tag teaming on that ass once again. And it's on.
How the hell can you not feel that shit right there? That's wow. Here we are. It's 2013. That was what, 94? That was 94, right, Marvelous?
Yeah, Marv.
Can you believe that that's almost 20 years old already?
Yeah, that's actually crazy. That's crazy.
Shit, we used to ride to that shit. And I was in Kankakee, Illinois, all the way in the Midwest, riding to shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just listening to that song take me back to where cats was actually spitting. Y'all was coming up with concepts for y'all songs, and y'all stuck to the script and rolled with it. And when you listen to the wordplay, it couldn't be touched, or it couldn't be matched nowhere outside of what y'all was doing, man. So I always salute y'all for that shit.
Right on, right on. Yeah, that was definitely a lot of fun making that album, you know. And shit, I felt like I was in the lab with the best, so shit, we didn't have no choice but to come up with some dope shit, especially by producers like DJ Durrell. You know, mm-hmm. That was, woo, DJ Durrell got fire.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about what's your thoughts on Big Hollis? I always like his production too and shit.
Yeah, Big Hollis is definitely a tight producer. I did that Ghetto Blues 2001 album, and he produced the majority of that. Big Hollis is definitely a dope producer from out of Sac. You know, he kind of, his music kind of has the Mike Mosley kind of feel to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That type of, that mob music.
Yeah. The mob shit. You motherfuckers.
What happened to Mosley? Is he still producing?
Yeah, Hollis is still producing. Yep.
What about Mike Mosley?
Mike Mosley, he's still producing too. He was just, well, I seen him last year, and he was actually doing the sound for this movie that Bo did. He did the sound, the background sound for it. You know, so yeah, Mike is definitely still rocking.
Yeah.
What was it like in the early AWOL days and shit? like with all the artists that y'all had on AWOL? Was it big competition with everybody what they was doing, or was y'all rocking like a close knit family with the shit y'all was doing?
Oh yeah, it was always all family. You know, we had a lot of fucking fun. You know, we still do. You know, when we all get together, it's fun. You know, it's work too, but you know, we have fun while we working. And we never had no, it ain't never been no problems, you know, amongst us. We never had no fallouts or no funk or nothing like that, you know, which is why we're all still close now. You know, you can't, there's a lot of groups or, you know, people that came together and 20 years later, they ain't fucking with each other, you know.
Right.
Willie Meat, Bo and Tay, Rahu, you know. We all keep a close knit foundation, and then you got the younger generation, T Nutty, and you know, everybody, we all stick together. We was definitely kicking it. It was a lot of kicking it going on.
I want to ask you this, I haven't talked to Bo in a few years, but you were right there. How the hell did he manage to have one of the biggest catalogs in rap music, period, and be locked up half of his life, if not more?
Well, I mean, shit, at the end of the day, he's a regular person, you know, and you have a lot of rappers that, you know, rap about stuff, you know, and they can create, you know, a nice storyline and all that. Well, you know, Bo, you know, he really lived that type of lifestyle, so... You know, you got to roll with the punches, and unfortunately, the punches that he was catching was getting locked up.
Fuck those shit.
And it's so, still,
yeah.
Managed.
So it was a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of free SIBO movements, you know, and all this and that. But you know, he's still rocking, and he's still moving mad units. You know, ain't nobody in sex surpassed him. You know, him and Brother Lynch might be, you know, real close, but he you learn from your mistakes and shit. Got to keep pushing, you know, just like a lot of people don't know, he was the first artist, the first rapper locked up, you know, for his lyrics, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's been a long path.
That's a trivia question. That could be a trivia question on Jeopardy and shit.
And then he'll be like, I don't know.
Yeah, who was the first rapper to get locked up for pretty much telling him to go fuck yourself, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people want
to do what Bo did, but Bo did that shit. So I'm always gonna salute that dude, man, because he's a raw individual, man, and he's still here with us. So like, motherfuckers need to, like, we all still making music and shit. Motherfuckers need to hop on the shit that y'all doing, man, because a lot of this shit that they seeing, it ain't shit. It ain't shit. You know what I mean? And a lot of times we don't get a chance to hear it if we don't live in your region or in the area where you guys are touring or performing. So if y'all looking to book motherfuckers, y'all need to hit some of these legends up. If y'all looking to structure y'all albums and shit, y'all need to hit some of these legends up, because some of your shit that I'm hearing sound like pure bullshit.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
There's no substance in the music no more. You know, you guys were telling, stories of how shit was really going down out there, and you're not hearing that. Now all you're hearing is this materialistic shit, you know, that these kids can't relate to. I mean, how the fuck could a 10-year-old kid, or a 12, 15-year-old kid that ain't got any food in the refrigerator relate to popping bottles or, you know, Gucci this, Prada that? I mean, to me, that's garbage.
Yeah, there is a lot of garbage floating around. But, you know, I also, you know, I go hard on that topic too, you know, but at the end of the day also, you know, it's up to us artists, you know, that's out here pushing this underground movement, you know, to go even harder, you know, we got to go harder than we even been going, you know, to even get it remotely back to the status that it was, you know, as far as speaking on real music. You know, and everybody has their, you know, their particular taste or, you know, whatever. But when you push something out there and that's all, you know, that's accessible for people to hear, then, you know, that's what they're going to roll with, you know.
Right.
Shit. Just like if you don't get on that internet and go look at the news in other countries or some shit, all you're going to see is our news and what, you know, they want us to hear. and you know, which ultimately makes it a dictatorship. But
that's
a whole
man.
Other radio show.
Right.
But yeah, you gotta we gotta push harder. You know, as artists, you know, we gotta push harder and get out there and get on that road and get on that grind to let them know that this real music is still here. You know, it ain't
right,
went nowhere.
Right, because see, my thing is the way they push the hip-hop music now, especially for shit that ain't got no substance, the way they get behind it and they run it and they run it, I wish they had did that with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all was going to do it, why wasn't they doing it in the era when y'all was coming up making revolutionary music? But see, the thing is, they were scared of what y'all was going to do because y'all wasn't just going to lay down for anything. Y'all wasn't just going to – it's almost like a bamboozle-type feel when you see – when I see people like Trinidad and my son – I'd be damned. I would never spend money on a ticket for him to go see certain people. If he want to go see him, he got to grind and get his own money for that. But I'd gladly take him to a Marvelous show.
No, okay.
If Spice One came through.
No, on my watch.
I can't because my son, realistically, he probably won't see it like how this dude. And not to take nothing away from him wanting to wear jeans that's intended for a female, or he wants his chest hairs all out like that. That's him, you know what I'm saying? But my son, we ain't going to see nothing like that. So for me to be embracing him when he's looking up to stuff like that, I want him to look at reality, because in the long run, all I want to do is raise my kids to be responsible adults, and then my job is done. I could, you know what I'm saying, keep going. But I feel like the music I grew up off of helped me get to where I am today. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Most definitely.
And you part of that. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be a music journalist. I would never wrote for Murder Dot Magazine if it wasn't for people like you and SIBO and, you know what I'm saying, Spice
X-rated
One.
X-rated and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All them cats, man.
Right on. Thank you.
Like, when we, and then another thing I wanted to say is, like, y'all used to drop albums so quick. Like, you'd have an album in 94, and then boom, 95, here come another one. 96, here come another one. It might be towards the end of 97, going into 98, here come another one. So it was like more and more albums for the real underground cats that wasn't pressing up CDs or TDK tapes back in the day. When we would see artists like yourself and labels like the labels you was affiliated with, it'd make us feel in the hood like if they can do it, we can do it. So it was really pushing it, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, if they can do it, I can come from my city and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, y'all some originators with that, like, putting y'all city on the map. Because people wouldn't even know about Sacramento if it wasn't for cats like y'all. I know I wouldn't know nothing about Sacramento if it wasn't for the rap music.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On the
we
real.
We got to keep the Kings, too.
Well, yeah
but they
didn't
do a lot of
that.
Hey.
I used to love seeing Jordan dunk on Mitch Richmond, you know, back in the day, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I don't even like watching basketball no more. This is shit.
Yeah, because it's like they're trying to kill y'all. They're trying to take y'all team, you know what I'm saying? But that's that Illuminati big wig bullshit. Who got the most money? Who going to pay for what? Who going to hold whose dick when it's time to get held or some shit? That's what they are.
Right.
As far as knowing about Sacramento, we would have just started. Me being from the middle of the country, Midwest, Illinois, you know what I'm saying? I would have been thinking that California was all sun and dreams, you know what I'm saying? But when we get the tapes from SIBO, and you know what I'm saying? Like, when we hearing that shit, we like, damn, these motherfuckers out here doing it just like we doing it. If not,
wow,
even
Chicago
hard going
or,
through even,
you know, or
yeah,
St.
You
Louis,
know what
sir. Yeah.
Like, don't let them palm trees and that sunshine and shit fool you. Because motherfuckers,
okay.
Chicago, we go to California in January and don't see no snow, and we like,
mm-hmm.
Shit, it's lovely out here, but no,
okay.
It probably might not be lovely. Or vice versa. People will come to Chicago and think, oh, it's wintertime, it's like a Christmas Story movie. Your blood be leaking in that shit, you know what I'm saying?
You're dead
in the snow. You know, they won't find you till your body thaw out type shit, you know what I'm saying?
They don't call it Chirac for no reason.
Yeah, it's some real shit. It's people up there that don't get found till the springtime. They're getting found right now because they decomposed. And, yeah, that shit is real, real shit. So the music always was an opportunity for us to branch out into different cities. And I salute you for being one of them artists that always brought it here.
Thank you.
What was it like during the days, you know, when Pac was around? I mean, what was it like just talking to dude, just kicking it with him?
Man, it was hella fun. It was a beautiful experience, you know, because you know, it was bigger. You know, he was such a bigger person than just his music. You know, as his character, his personality, it was just bigger than life. You know, and so at talking to him and kicking it with him, it was like, you know, you got to see that. Okay, this, you know, he's just not just acting like this. You know, this is really how he is. You know, and I mean, we had to work. You know, wasn't no playing. Marv, you got your verse, get in there and drop it. You only getting one take. You know, but at the same time, it was fun. You know, he was just
right.
It was too soon for him to go. You know, he could have really done a lot, a whole hell. I mean, he's not that he didn't, but he could have really done a lot more, you know, for us.
Yeah, because I was about to ask you that. Like, what was it like working with Pac on the real? Like, because I always heard, like, in the studio, he grind hard, but he was one of them dudes that he could be laughing, joking, what we call roasting, joning, checking, buying your ass up, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I heard he was one of them type of dudes, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody fuck up on their verse, he might fuck with them for about an hour or two or whatever. But he wasn't trying to, like, pick at you. He was just the type of motherfucker to make everybody feel good. So, you know, I really looked up to that dude a whole lot. I don't know too many people who didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, me growing up, Pac was everything to us. And everybody that he affiliated himself with and worked with, you know what I'm saying? I always had to ask him, what was it like, you know what I'm saying, the essence of fucking with a dude like that. Because it felt like everybody knew that. It felt like everybody knew him, whether he was white or black. Somebody knew somebody like that.
Yep, and that's what was so wonderful about him. You know, he made you feel real comfortable, and he was definitely a jokester. So he had his role in the whole time. You know, the times that I did kick it with him, it was nothing but fun, you know. And he wrapped the whole All Eyes on Me album for me in his condo. That was definitely fun. I was like, okay. You know, but he knew that he was my favorite rapper, and you know, so you know, he made it real fun for me. We kicked it.
Hey, deep down inside, you being a female though, did you have a crush on Pac?
Well, yeah, of course. I guess you can say that. I guess so. I never really thought, but not after I didn't think of that when I saw him though. Like, it wasn't, I didn't have that type of, you know, it wasn't that
it
type of
dream. He wasn't dreamy, but it was like,
he was handsome, you know, he was gorgeous. So of course I thought, oh my God, this guy's fine. But when you know, being around him and stuff, I wasn't thinking like, you know, it wasn't that type of thing.
How many fake ass dudes that you've seen in your lifetime say, man, people tell me I look like Pac all the time. I done met a couple motherfuckers like, I'm gonna shit your ass.
Oh yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, but I have met a couple that did kind of resemble him a little bit. But you know, he had a real distinct look. But yeah, I done met hella dudes that probably think they look like Tupac.
And
shout out to the Outlaws too, my bros. You know they rocking.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, what's your relationship like with the Outlaws? You got anything doing something with them? Or?
Yeah, they working. You know, I think Edie just dropped a solo album, and I'm smoking too much weed. Let me put this shit
down. We doing the same shit.
Yeah, let me put this shit out, Jack. Okay. I'll take one more set.
Yeah, so you can't you can't just put it out.
Yeah, okay, I'll take one more hit. But yeah, they still doing their thing. Everybody pretty much that came up around that era, you know, like My Camp, you know, you still got all the everybody that trickled down from that. You got the Mob Figures, you know, they all still doing their thing. I know y'all said y'all had AP9 on, you know. If people don't never really trip off how much talent and how many different people came off that SIBO branch, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that listen to the Mob Figures and then they, you know, the younger ones now, they don't know. you know, that they came up under that, you know, that same umbrella. And just like Keep the Sneak and Asia Man was also on our label when they was Dual Committee, you know.
Yeah, there was an Autopsy album, I believe, or EP.
Yeah. So, you know, man,
Jack
everybody
the mob figures. Yeah, that was
before.
Keep something like that.
Okay.
His
voice changed.
That was before he got super fucking icy with it or whatever the fuck. Long,
I'm gonna
be
the hard way, all that shit.
Yeah. So, you know, we just really doing what we gotta do to keep this West Coast alive. Last month I hit Minnesota, Wichita, Tulsa, and Nebraska.
Oh,
so
you
I'm gonna be back on the road in June.
That.
Huh?
You steady doing shows that way? Are you going on the road solo, or are you going with Bo? Or?
Well, then those for that little tour I did that by myself.
Yeah,
you
was locked up, I believe, right?
Yep. So, yeah, it'll be a little minute before he's able to move around. But, you know, we still rocking. We still keeping it lit. And I still am the dopest female artist to ever touch the mic. So,
yeah, for real,
there
man.
You have it.
Especially if you steady making music. See, that's my whole thing is to let these motherfuckers know that. Because I be telling some of my guys, I be like, we got such and such. They be like, oh, you got them coming. I'm like, man, they still got albums. They got shit that's out now that's I don't understand why it ain't some kind of outlet, but we the outlet right now, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna try to build it as big as we can, because it's like when Prez had MC8 on here, he got a classic album now with DJ Premier. That's just classic in its own, just to say a West Coast cat with an East Coast cat that's both legendary. And every song that Prez played that show, shit, they ride, man.
Yeah,
ride.
And then like, see, I recently had did a show with MC8 in Utah, you know, and I had to tell him, I was like, hey, yo, MC8, you're fucking dope, kid, you know, because shit,
yeah,
I grew up with MC8, I'm like, nigga, you MC8, nigga, you know, shit, growing up in the hood, yeah, like 19, you couldn't, come on, man. Shit. And then here, you know, I heard his new shit, and I'm like, okay. You know, you got to give credit where credit is due. You know, he is definitely a West Coast pioneer and a legend. You know what I mean?
Right.
Definitely.
You know, Prez do these round tables. He might be able to get you on here, and you and him could chop it up on one of these round tables we do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Who are
but
some of the
right
people?
Now being go ahead,
Chris. No, I was just going to ask you, Marvelous. Who are some of the people outside of the West Coast that you were listening to or are listening to?
Now?
Let's get back in the 90s, man.
In the 90s. Let me see.
Like, was you bumping the Dayton family or you know, Do or Die or, you know, shit like that?
Yeah, I used to tour Do or Die. Used to open for me back in the day. And I always loved Andre 3000 and them. I was, you know, Scarface. I don't know. I like rappers that, you know, I like rappers with substance, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's fun to listen to the dance, you know, music that makes you want to dance, you know, but I'm a thinker, so I need to listen. I like to listen to stuff that stimulates my thought process or, you know, it's going to make me, I got to think hard. I'm not really, you know, into this simple music. But growing up, of course, I listened to everybody on the East Coast. You know, I was a real Big Daddy Kane fan and, you know, LL Cool J. And, you know, Run DMC, you know, I thought all of them was dope. MC Light, you know, shit. So, yeah, I pretty much listen. It's good music. I listen to it, you know, regardless of where it's coming from.
I was just about to ask you, you know, being a female artist, when you first started rapping, was you, like, actually looking at, I know you said you always want to bring it as hard as it didn't even matter, but, you know, some people say, well, was she doing it just to try to be the best female or just the best rapper? Like, who were some of the ones that just made you just say, fuck it, I'm finna, I gotta kill when I write my shit or lay it in the booth?
Definitely MC Lyte. I always loved MC Lyte. I liked Queen Latifah too. She had like mad flows, but MC Lyte definitely. Salt and Pepper was more of an entertaining type of, you know, something to listen to. Then, you know, Yo-Yo came along. I thought Yo-Yo was dope as fuck. And then, of course, Conscious Daughters, you know. I would listen to everything. You know, back then it wasn't like this big, huge variety of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rappers like it is now. You know, so it was the shit. A lot of the stuff that they was playing, it was dope because, you know, that's all really people was putting out. Even a lot of the mainstream artists, you know.
Well, how much of the Southern California flow from, like, you know, when L.A. just really took the world with their rap, how much influence did that have on y'all in Sacramento, being from, you know what I'm saying, from Northern California? Was y'all, was it kind of like they make their kind of music and we make our kind of music? Because I always felt like L.A. music, California music was gang, gang, bang, bang, get your motherfucking ass blow the fuck up if you ain't doing the right thing anyway. But, like, the sound is different from Northern California to the Bay Area and Northern California.
Y'all had that mob shit.
Yeah, it's more like a darker feel from where you from than where Southern California is more. You might get your ass shot up in broad daylight and they still partying type shit, but
it's more G-funk, but certain parts of the Bay, if I may interject, like certain parts of Frisco and certain parts of Oakland, that was more parlaying. I always call parlaying type of music, a little more laid back. But you guys in Sac County, you guys are real gritty and dark and grimy.
Yeah.
I think pretty much, you know, that's what Mac is.
Y'all
got
some
like
murderous motherfuckers in Sac Town, boy.
I never thought of it like
that.
Yeah.
It's a dark sound
in
Northern California. Southern California.
Yeah, you're separate from a lot of other parts in the Bay, you know. I mean, I don't know if it was the production. I mean, you look at Lynch, you look at Bo, you look at X-Rated, yourself, and you know, Killer Tay, different artists. I mean, you guys had some real grimy, hard shit compared to, you know, I'm not saying San Quentin didn't drop no hard shit, but, to me, it was a little more laid back down there than it was in San Quentin.
Well, yeah, I think they party more in the Bay Area than they do out here, you know. I think they probably party more. You know, it's a more city, you know, city type of, you know, theirs is more of a city atmosphere, so. And then, plus, you know, a lot of the Bay Area people are like, you know, they players and, you know, in pants.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got that kind of music out there. Pop Your Collar and, you know,
the
what I mean?
Slim
they got
shit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of seems like our music, as far as similarity, would be more similar to Southern California. But I don't know. I never even really thought of it like that. So, yeah, that's something to definitely think about.
Because I always looked at it like that because I got introduced to Sacramento sounds besides SIBO because he was already out, man. He was just bumping anyway. But, like, hearing the Big Lurches, the Killer Tays, the Looney Coleons, I got introduced, which, man, all my thoughts and prayers go to the motherfuckers in Oklahoma. But my guy from Oklahoma City moved here, and he – that's all he pumped was Lunatic. He got everything y'all ever dropped. This dude got everything. You know what I'm saying? So it was like I got introduced to it. The first time I ever heard T Nutty was from some mixtapes and shit that he had. You know what I'm saying? And it always seemed to me like y'all had a more darker, eerie feel. Like, it's cats out here. We party, but, man, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't party all the time. You know what I'm saying? Around in Sacramento.
Yeah, I think we definitely take a more serious approach.
Well, you mentioned Big Lurch, and you know, you work with Big Lurch. He was on, I think he was on your Wicked album, if I'm not mistaken, probably a few other projects.
What was the name of that song? Sexuality or some shit like that, I think it was.
Yeah. Yep, Rock.
Yep.
What did you remember? I mean, of what happened with dude? I mean, was he on PCP or what was the deal with that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that was as shocking to me as it was to everybody else. You know, Lurks was always, you know, very energetic. You know, I mean, he was always, you know, hyper and, you know, he talked a lot, you know, but I never, ever in my wildest dreams would have expected, you know, something like that to happen. So that was like a super shocker to me as well, you know, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard from him? I mean, how long is he in there for?
I think he got life. I don't want to say 100% sure, but no, I personally haven't heard from him.
So you probably don't
somebody,
want to. no pun intended, but shit, you know what I'm saying? You never know, man. That's some crazy shit. You know
that
saying?
PCP, I mean, I let you read some of it. I'm working on my book right now, and I'm just getting into my stories of using PCP in my book. And just reliving that shit is scary. Just trying
what
to go back.
Drugs, man, they get you, man. They have you. You'll wake up the next morning not knowing what the fuck you did, probably.
Yeah,
because
we weed is different. You know, even liquor, you know what I'm saying? But when you do something to where you have no control over your body, your emotions, anything is possible. You know, just like that guy in the summertime that ate that dude's face off. I mean,
yeah, with the bath salts and all that.
I was preparing for a zombie apocalypse, man. I'd be watching The Walking Dead and shit. When I saw that, I was like, it's not now, man. I'm going to get my Daryl on and get the crossbow and, you know, let's get some of these motherfuckers, you know. But them drugs ain't no joke, man.
That's pretty much, you know, how it is. Like now, it's, you know, everybody's popping mollies and EP, it's like why? Like I really tripped this probably like that last month when I went and did them shows, you know. And I'm just, you know, I'm observing everybody. I have my couple of drinks or whatever, and smoke my weed, you know. But I'm looking. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker was crazy as fuck.
Hey,
like just
damn
high,
it.
You know. It was like
drinks,
like I was in the Twilight
Zone. Hey, Prez, what I always say. Apparently, he popped a Molly and began to sweat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Motherfucker, you never know what the fuck they doing.
And that's what they're pushing to the kids. They're pushing to the kids. You know, you see these kids talking about Molly.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it's a combination of meth, crack, and bath salts. Any one of those drugs by themselves is a motherfucker. You know?
Right, a.k.a. the death pill. That's what I call it, the death pill.
Yeah.
Anything in this pill might cause you to overdose and die. Yeah. So why would you want to take
it?
It's crazy.
You know? And see, the music nowadays, some of these guys, they promoting that shit. See, when y'all was coming up and putting the music out here for us, y'all wasn't what's weed going to have you doing?
Yeah,
nothing
we was talking about
every fucking
weed
thing in your house. That's the only thing
right
going to have you doing. It's going to fuel the economy because you're going to be going to Taco Bell, Long John Silver's, all these other places. We're going to be eating all this shit. That's the only thing it was going to do was boost sales at Taco Bell. That's it.
I got some good news for all my people in Illinois. The House just passed marijuana, so I'm going to be going to the doctor. I'm going to get my card. There's a list of 40 diseases you have. I got to find one of them. So I'm going to be like you motherfuckers out in Cali pretty soon. You know, we're going to have my own Harborside, and we're going to get lit the fuck up legally. It's going to be great. So I don't have to come to Cali. I want to come to Cali though. I got to get an autograph from Marvelous. I got to meet you and, you know, smoke a blunt with you out there. But I might not even have to go out there. You're coming out this way, ain't you? You coming to St. Louis or Chicago anytime soon? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to like put a show together in St. Louis.
Oh
yeah.
Shit!
Well, I'm gonna be right there. That's my
yeah
name. Huh? If you can see, I can see the arch from my house right now.
Okay. Yeah, I need to come see the arch again.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around the country before. What's it like going from city to city, state to state, meeting, know what I'm saying, all these different people. I mean, like, is it a language? I mean, is it a culture shock for you to go, like, from, let's say, Sacramento, then to go into St. Louis, then to go over to the East Coast? I mean, what's it like?
To me, in my opinion, people are the same pretty much everywhere, you know. And I'm not really a people person per se, but I don't know, for some reason people are always comfortable around me, you know, and they, you know, people always end up telling me their story and talking to me about their life, you know, so it ends up being therapeutic for me. Just call me Dr. Marv, you know, so I can relate to people everywhere I go, you know. Because that's the thing that a lot of people think. They think, you know, oh, my life, and, you know, it's only me. I'm the only person going through this, or, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And then, but traveling around, you know, you see the same thing in the same situation. So, so people are pretty much the same. Of course, you got, you know, different lingos and different, you know, accents. But for the most part, you know, people are the same. You know, when people have respect for you, you know, it's just beautiful, and that's what I get when I travel around and all that. You know, I get nothing but love, so it's beautiful.
So when I first called you, you probably was like, "Who the fuck is this country ass motherfucker on my phone?"
Nah, see, y'all, you don't really sound that country. You don't really sound that country. I mean, they say we talk proper, but you don't really sound that country. I didn't hear, you know, some countryness to where I gotta be like, what you say?
Shout out
to
the people.
Or just play it off like I know, you know.
Shout out to the people in South Carolina, because that, you know, they got a whole language over there in Charleston called Geechee, right? And I know you've been interviewed by Murder Dog. You were interviewed by me one time. But were you ever interviewed by Black Dog? Okay, so you know his accent. You know how he, hey, welcome to Murder Dog. You know how he talks and shit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, there's this funny story. He was interviewing this cat in South Carolina, and they speak a language down there called Geechee. And it's real fucking southern. And, you know, Black Dog has this thick accent. The two of them talking on the phone was like a blind man trying to do sign language to a deaf man. I mean, it just wasn't working. Black Dog calls me up. He's like, "Scott, you got to interview this motherfucker. I don't know what he's saying." So I call the dude up. He's like, "Who in the fuck was that? I couldn't understand a word that dude was saying."
Wow.
You know, yeah, Black Dog's a trip, man. He's something else. Did you ever meet him in person?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. Never had a chance to meet him in person. Yeah.
No.
But, so what was it like for you, you know, back when, you know, you just dropped your first album, you know, Murder Dog just hit the streets. What was your first impression of Murder Dog magazine?
Man, we rocked with Murder Dog, you know, because they was supporting the underground scene. Mm-hmm. And they pretty much, I mean, they would venture out, you know, but for the most part, they dealt with a lot of people from our area, you know. And it was definitely an outlet for, you know, promotions and, you know, just getting our name out there even more. So we definitely, definitely rock with Murder Dog.
Yeah, they definitely changed over the years, but, you know, they're always going to be a part of my history for sure. I've been with them since about 97, so, you know, shout out to Murder Dog. Yeah, I reviewed the album you did with Messy.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was dope. What was it like working with Messy Marv?
Well, it was cool working with Marv. You know, Marv is funny as shit, so it was definitely a cool experience, you know. We went way back, though, me, him, and Quinn, you know, back to when shit, it was 18, 17 years old. So.
Wow.
It wasn't like we just met, you know, and went in there and recorded the shit. You know, we had been knowing each other for years. So
yeah.
We just happened to end up at the right place at the right time, and shit, that was it.
For those of you that haven't heard that album, it's called Bonnie and Clyde, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Top that shit.
I still remember the album cover and shit.
Yeah.
Album covers used to be a big thing for me back in the day, Perez. I ain't even going to lie. like your album cover told a lot about you. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and sometimes you got bamboozled. If you went that route, you got bamboozled, because some people have a raw ass album cover and their music sounds like complete horse shit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? But when you would get one, the album cover matched what they was talking about, which was back in the day, it was a lot of concept albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even have that no more. It's just like everybody make music, they put them together, and they got a whole bunch of niggas hollering in between the songs. It ain't no skits that lead up to the song. It ain't none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's where they lacking the essence in the hip-hop, too. It's just, we're going to make music. We're going to get high at the club. We're going to go back to the studio. We got Pro Tools. We could ad-lib this, ad-lib that, and we could fucking freestyle on the motherfucking beat and auto-tune the shit and come back in tomorrow and re-record it. Now, that ain't real rap. That ain't real rap to me. Real rap was when motherfuckers grabbed that piece of paper and that motherfucking composition book with the black and white on the front of that motherfucker. You take it in there, you write your shit, and the dude that's on the song with you tell you, nah, man, maybe you should say it like this. Or, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers working together. This shit that we hearing now, man, is complete and utter garbage. So, Marlis, I was going to ask you, what's your take on the on whatever they playing on the radio in Sacramento, or do you even listen to the radio?
No, I don't. I ain't gonna even lie. I don't listen to the radio. I like Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is dope. I like him. I really don't have any personal favorites out of the new people. The reason why I like him is because I feel like he you know, it's a lot of rappers that can make you just picture something real vividly, you know, and that's what he does. He makes the picture real vivid, and then he got bars, you know. He ain't just sticking to one style, you know. He's real versatile with it. So, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. I like Nipsey Hussle too. Who else? It's a few youngsters that I listen to, you know. Even like a few of the fun songs. But when I pop something in to play it, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be some pop or, you know, something like
right.
that.
Or the shit y'all working on now, because I know you fuck with Killer Tay and T Nutty now. Can you give us a little insight on them guys, though? Because we love that.
T Nutty's about to drop, Sack It Up and Serve It, Gas Chamber 2.4, and then Killer Tay is about to drop Killer Tay Capone, the one and only. And, man, I'm talking about this shit is fire. Fire. I'm not just saying it, you know, just trying to. This shit is dope,
about the
man.
Tay? The Killer Tay?
Yeah, both of them. It's like, you know, we gonna hit them hard, you know, for a round. We're going to hit them hard. It's going to be like some back-to-back. We're going to hit them with some back-to-back heavyweight classics, you know. The Tay album, my album, the Concrete Rose album. And then T. Nutty dropping his shit, you know. And then Bo working on his shit right now. I'm about to probably fly out there next weekend to get on that. So, you know, we working.
Right, I see you. I be seeing you on Facebook. You don't get on the book too much, though, do you?
I try to get on there, you know, at least every other day, and get my promo game on. I slacked up a little bit when I was on the road, you know. But people, y'all can also go to marvelousmusic.com, and that's marvelousmusic.com. And, you know, and stay updated with me on there, on Twitter, at Marvelous, YouTube, The Real Marvelous, Instagram, The Real Marvelous, you know. So check me out on all of those spots, because I'm going to be on one of them.
Right. Because I always felt like Killer Tay was one of the most underrated motherfuckers in the game, period. Like, you know, you got every region got that one dude that's just, for real, this dude could really be the big thing. And I always felt like Killer Tay was that dude out there where y'all at. Like, from the first time I heard him spit the way he laid his shit. And it's all on gangster. I think a lot of times he probably ain't blue like he's supposed to because he's so gangster with it. It might scare a lot of motherfuckers off, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people that feel and ride with what be on that dude's mentals. You know what I'm saying? And he one of the dudes that made me always think Sacramento had that dark sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Killer Tay is definitely a beast. But Tay is from Fresno, which is, you know, about 2.5 hours away from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he ain't from Sac. He's from Fresno. But Tay is, yeah, he's one of the dopest MCs, period, to me, of all times. Like, you know, just telling the story, but metaphorically, and, you know, the way he put his shit together. You know, I can listen to some of his old shit today and be like, damn, that's what that nigga was saying. You know, like,
I'm just putting that together right now. Hey, Prince, have you ever interviewed Killer Tay?
Yeah. I interviewed him on Murder Dog a couple times.
Yeah, we got to get him on here, man, because, for real, I'm glad you just said that, my brother, because I didn't get the same thing. Like, I listened to a song, and I knew the words every day since I learned it, and like a year later, then I'm like, what the fuck? That's what he was talking about. That's when I know a motherfucker, they dope, because he had me thinking about it subconsciously, and I didn't even know it until I understood it, probably by talking to some fucking idiot. I probably was talking to some idiot, you know what I'm saying, and realized what the fuck a motherfucker said. So that's always been.
And then he will be a nice controversial interview, too. It will be a nice, juicy interview. No doubt.
But this is
tell it like
it
is.
For it, man, because this is the outlet for the cats that can't get on the mainstream media because they're going to say how they feel. We want you to say how you feel on here. We won't recant shit on this show here. What you say is what you say, and what you see is what you get, you know? So they're getting mental pictures by listening to our voices, you know?
Well, hold up 1 sec, y'all. I'm going to go to a commercial real quick. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Callers, hit the line, 714-409-0548. Or you can live stream it right at ugsforlife.com. We got Marvelous in the house. We're going to be right back with Marvelous, my brother Mac J, so hold on.
What's up with it? It's your boy Emo, and I just wanted to take this time to tell you about my new mixtape available for download Saturday, April 20th at 4:20 p.m. No Filters, Mixtape Volume 7, the final free mixtape featuring the first single and video, Loved Again, now on YouTube.com/Emo3000. Yeah, in the world so cold, don't nobody give a fuck. It's getting so hard just to try to make a buck. Also featuring hits like Pay Up, featuring Lace, Lino, and Mo Better. Cause all they do is push the madness. Got you watching TV, wishing that you had this. Focus on the real, that's the only way to see the top.
Anything else?
I had your mama pick your cemetery plot out. My next smoke out anthem, blow. One day I'm gonna die, I know it.
Yeah.
All I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it. I'm blowing, someday we all die, you know it. So all you gotta do is roll a weed up.
All you gotta do is blow it.
I'm blowing down. Also featuring songs like I Need It. Every day I try to make a couple meal, cause I need it. Yeah, yeah. And every day I speak that shit that you can feel, cause I need it. Yeah. And my second single and video also dropping on 420 someday. Dedicated to the homie Matthew Molnar. I feel the pain every time I pick the mic up. Cause when I think about it, the government don't like us. Never had love from the gate, they plan to wipe us. Original man, same color, look just like us. Hiding all the game. For more information, log on to ugsforlife.com or datpiff.com/emo3000. That's EMOE 3000. No Filters, Volume 7, all original beats. Featuring over 20 artists and over 20 songs of music that you can enjoy, I guarantee. Yours free on 420 at 420. Smoke out with the music up. 20-inch rims with candy paint is what confuses us. All they do is use us.
Yeah, we're back here at the Murder Master Music Show, episode 75. Salute to the brother Emo. You can get that mixtape right now, ugsforlife.com. Got a whole bunch of other mixtapes there, videos. You know, check the shit out. And also, you know, ugsforlife.com, it's not just a you know what I'm saying, a place where you can get free mixtapes, you know what I'm saying. We offer artist management, production, you know what I'm saying. We got the UGS magazine, you know what I'm saying, of course, UGS radio, got three shows. We got Fuck You Bitch Radio every Saturday, 9 p.m. We got the Church Reality on Sundays. We got the Underground Podcast. So check us out, man. This is the biggest movement, you know what I'm saying, global movement in rap right now that you may or may not know about, depending on what type of fuck shit is in your head. But I'm going to bring back on my co-host and my guest, you know what I'm saying, Mac J.
Hey, Fred. We got four shows. Don't forget Underground Classics on Tuesday
Underground
night.
UGS Germany, you know what I'm saying? We got our brother the BG in Germany dropping UGS Underground Classics tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central. Thanks for reminding me. Well, it's only
BG, he might come with all Sacktown this week. You never know. He might play every fucking classic Sebo, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get the real shit. You hear him talking on the show, then you're going to hear music on Tuesday night. So tune in.
Well, I want to tell you, Marvelous, I know people that pay money, like some of your out-of-print stuff. Did you know that it goes for, like, hella bucks on eBay?
Yeah, I looked some of that up and seen it.
That shit's crazy.
I searched myself. Collectors
items, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. But what about you now? You know, we know Killer Tay and T Nutty and Sebo got something coming. What about you?
Me? Well, I'm about to drop this Sebo Presents Concrete Rose album. You feel me? This will be my 10th release, you know. And this album is so... Thank you. This album is so dope. Like, you know, I was really able to... step outside of myself when I was listening to it and just, you know, listen to it from a fan's perspective or somebody that isn't me. And it's dope, man. It's definitely dope. The first single is Let Me Know. That's available on iTunes right now. And you can search the video on YouTube and whatnot. But it's dope, you know. And it's a lot of people, you know, fans and just people in general, you know, they think, you know, okay, this is, you know, 20 years later, you know, can she still rap or can, you know, so y'all, when y'all hear this album, you're going to get a little dose of everything, you know. There's no holds barred on this joint.
They're going to know exactly, you know what I'm saying. Well, I know a lot of artists over the years that progress, that they, you know, they constantly elevate their game. Is that what happened with you with this Concrete Rose? Did you elevate from previous releases?
Most definitely, without a doubt. Elevate would definitely be a good word to use, because this, like, I just went ham. You know, I went ham, and then, you know, when you think about the title Concrete Rose, you know, It's going to give you a variety, you know. It ain't going to be nothing shocking or, you know, because it's just all well put together, just dope album. But you definitely going to get a few surprises.
Yeah,
on there.
I can't wait to drop, because I was about to say, I think, like, your first four albums, they all charted, and it seemed like each one got better and better and better. What happened to make that transition from where... Because I think, one album you had, I think, 98, and then you had one, like, in 01. But, like, what was the transition? Was it just, like, the rap game changing, or was the things you was going through in your personal life, or?
What you mean as far as the time span between putting out albums?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a daughter, you know, so I took some time off for her, and then, yeah, something, my dad passed away, you know, some shit happened, and then also we was in the situation with the label we were in with, you know, so, yeah, there was a few little things going on, you know, but I definitely stayed in the mix, but, yeah, those years, you know, that's another thing that's beautiful about it, too, is to be able to, you know, even sit back for that time, you know, and not drop any albums and still come back and, you know, be able to, you know, push and do my thing, you know, that's
that right there is beautiful in itself. So I can't do nothing.
It just
but,
like
you know,
each album was getting better and better and better. Like you was one of them classic. You know, some people, they had they first album, they say it's going to be a sophomore slump. Like, you didn't have to deal with that because it was like each one you was progressing. Like, and y'all
yeah.
was coming from an underground. Y'all had, you know, independent label and shit. Y'all wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was doing a lot of this shit on y'all own, you know what I'm saying? So,
it's always interesting.
Yeah.
It was always interesting to do interviews, you know, and hear other people's perspectives, you know. But yeah, that's why when this Concrete Rose album drops, then I really, 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 really know that I think it'll give people I can't really say what it's gonna give people. I know the motherfucker's dope as fuck though. I don't wanna, trying to, you know, get my head too big, but the motherfucker is clapping
and I'm not playing. You can make your head,
you know.
I'm about to say, you can make your head big here. If your shit tight, that shit tight, man, for real.
Yeah, definitely.
No, don't hold your tongue on that shit, because a lot of these motherfuckers putting out garbage ass albums, man, for real. And if it's legend still out here making them, I endorse them. I can't wait to hear it.
I kind of like to let my music speak for itself, you know.
Okay.
I ain't too much of a shit talker I like to get on the mic and go ham. But at the end of the day, I respect everybody and their music, you know, and I know everybody thinks that, you know, they're tight, you know. I really think that you would be failing as an artist if you didn't think you were, you know. But it's someone out
no
there that think they are and they're not. yeah. That's how a lot of people that suck get on, is because they really think they're tight, you know, and they keep pushing and keep going because they beat that shit aside. And then they may just get on, you know, from a fluke or something. Mm-hmm.
They suck
in many
senses of the word, some of them. But we'll get into that in another show. You know what I'm saying? With you swaggots out there.
right.
But you sent me a song. This is off the Orca album. This is The New Beginning. This song is fucking incredible. Tell me about this song before we play it.
Well, that song is a song with me, Bo, T-Nutty, and Ryder J. Clyde from the Mob Figures. And, actually, it was the song I meant to send you, but this song is dope as fuck. And a lot of people don't know that Orca album is out there. You know, that's the last, the Seaboat last album Seaboat dropped, you know. That was the end of last year. That album is dope. You know, that shit is fucking dope.
We gotta have Seaboat on here to promote it still. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Because there's a lot of people that don't even know that album is out. So y'all definitely get online and download that joint, you know, top it, because it's definitely what you want to be listening to. But
good,
this song right here, you know, was a dope concept, a dope, we all got in the lab and knocked it out. And I think everybody came hard on that joint.
There it is right here, New Beginning.
Another movement, let's get to it. West Coast Mafia, let's just do it. Ride a day, Marvin Jean, T Nutty Nut. Deep up in this bitch, nigga, what's up? Just get your bankrolls out, throw it up. I got the hood up in this bitch, we'll shoot it up. Southside guard block, fuck a dreadlock. Choppers got this whole motherfucker in a headlock. Yeah, we get money and we got power. Chicken seafood, niggas in the clam chowder. Y'all shark me, it's the deep sea. Blow the bullhorn, nigga, when you see me. No enemies around this bitch. The little homie come through and drown them trees. Had a homie come through and pound them fish. Fuck your bitch, pussy, we'll clown that bitch. You a trick nigga, and I'm the shit. Yeah, we playing tag, but you was hit. Nigga, this is gangsta as it gets. To all my fans, thank you, we rich. Rest in peace to Mac Dre and Fat Tone. I'ma put Northern California back on. Got these bitch niggas stuck and I'm back home. Tacked out, sipping yak in the black throne. I know you pussy niggas wanna see a stop, but ain't no stopping till we get to the top. It's off with their head, then we off with the bread. Telling them niggas that I was lost in the feds. But I'm back now, right there, Sack Town. Like I told you, motherfuckers, we don't back down. Live if you wanna come get it, we with the business. Kenyatta in the flesh, nigga, with the hit list.
He just wanna be affiliated with them killers, that be running with the mob. He just wanna get affiliated with them hitters, that be always on the job. We just tryna get into the money, everybody gotta hustle in Atlanta, milk and honey. Get the struggle, turn the bubble, gotta make this real a double. Don't be looking for no trouble when it's already up.
I can't lose, cause I choose to win. Little fingers to the head, it's
y'all lose again. Married to the mob, I'm affiliated. Queen is what I wrestle and really hate it. Being the best from the west to your city, so they wanna see me on the TV and the video. Just see me until my cash is hot. Catch me dipping in the ocean, blasting high. One in a million like a Leah, I'm a diva. Love when they got it, so I turn to believers. Can't you stop a little more gamed up? Never change up, never switch the game up. We got it, y'all slacking. I stay in the middle of the action. Relaxing, chill while I'm stacking. I need a few meals, I ain't asking. Been ready, man, y'all know what it is. Represent for my peeps and my relatives. Ain't back cause I been never left this. They trying but they still can't test this. Martha Lester Queen or Martha Jean if you know me. Daytime is playtime, but they creep at night. Can't sleep at night. We on one, we G's with it. Y'all cheating and still can take home. There'll never be one like me. I do this shit so nicely. We do it for the fans and the real ones. We on for real. They already know. No call, they know when to let it go.
He just wanna be affiliated with them killers, every running with the mob. He just wanna get affiliated with them hitters, every always on the job. We just tryna get into the money, everybody gotta hustle in Atlanta, look at how they hit the struggle, tryna bubble, gotta make this real a double. Don't be looking for no trouble when it's already ugly.
And I got a rich demeanor. Christine, fresh out the cleaners, on my bitch, the neighbors hate her. Cause at late night, she's a screamer. I try to tell her, shut the fuck up. Now let me make it clear, I got some shit up in here. Give me at least 30, 40 years. See, I do stupid shit, like shooting shit. She set a nigga up on some Judy shit. Try to cross a motherfucker up, crucifix. But I'm getting way more than I used to get. To meet a bigger flip, bigger gun. A flip that curve on a cinnamon bun. Walk a nigga down if a nigga try to run. And we don't give a what the fuck where you from. I flip those just to get new clothes. Food in the freezer, coke on the stove. Get it high, nigga, live, put it in the figurines. Gritting, that's all the fuck that I know. And I'm a rider, survivor, yeah, nigga, all day. From the tip of my toes up to my ball catch.
He just wanna be affiliated with them killers, every running with the mob. He just wanna get affiliated with them hitters, every always on the job. We just tryna get into the money, everybody gotta hustle in Atlanta, looking honey. Get the struggle, tryna bubble, gotta make this real a double. Don't be looking for no trouble when it's already ugly. He just wanna be affiliated with them killers, every running with the mob. He just wanna get affiliated with them hitters, every always on the job. We just tryna get into the money, everybody gotta hustle in Atlanta, looking honey. Get the struggle, tryna bubble, gotta make this real a double. Don't be looking for no trouble when it's already ugly.
Yeah, there we have it right there. You know what I'm saying? New Beginning, Marvelous, SIBO, Ryder J. Clyde. Who else was on that Marvelous?
Wow, the T Nutty on the hook.
T Nutty on the hook. Yeah, you guys definitely you definitely went in on that one. But what I was gonna tell you is this Concrete Rose. When you plan on dropping it?
I'm dropping it. It'll be dropped in summertime. I'm looking at July. Yep. I've been keeping the people waiting long enough. So
yeah, you might as well drop
that time.
Off that song.
But I'm a perfectionist, you know, so I keep going back, changing stuff, and I need to go on and drop that shit and quit playing.
Yeah, definitely.
But it will definitely be dropping in this summer.
So before we go, we're gonna get off into some music. Gonna play some music. Before we go, how people want to get features? Want to book a show? What's the best way to get at Marvelous?
Hit up bookingmarvelous@gmail.com.
Booking Marvelous.
And I will say she will hit you back. I hit her up. She hit me back. So you ain't dealing with no Rudy Poo ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
About a business.
So you motherfuckers that's listening right now, hit up, man.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for coming through, and if you can, reach out to Bo for me. Tell him I want him on the show. You know what I'm saying? We'll play the Orca and just chop it up with him. You know, and then kill a Tay. We're going to go down the list. We're going to stay in Sac Town for a minute. We were in Memphis for a while. We hit all the Memphis artists that we could hit. So I think we're gonna stay in Sacramento for a little bit. So, and thanks for being our host, our virtual host, because we ain't there in the physical. So, you know, but if we were, I'm sure you would look out for you boys from the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, Marvelous. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Marvelous.
And when that Concrete Rose drops,
right on.
When you drop that in July, let's have you back on. Let's play some of that.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
But and I was about to say I'm glad I know that you Dr. Marvelous, like Dr. Phil, because I got your number now. I got that.
Oh yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do.
Yeah, or like I said, you ever in St. Louis, if you can see that motherfucking arch, you might as well hit me up. I'm right here. Yeah, fuck it.
For sure, and I appreciate y'all having me on.
I'm 90 miles to the west of, or to the east of that. I'll drive over there just to meet you. So
come on,
okay.
I'll bring my old ghetto blues CD. You can autograph it for me.
Okay.
Right.
And
fact,
then let me give them a little dose of this intro though from the Concrete World album, so they can know what they're gonna be getting.
Hell yeah.
All right. Here to go right here, y'all. This is for the, because, you know, my motto is step your bars up, so I don't want to be saying it and then not really, you know, I just want to give them a little dose. Okay, for the ones,
right.
Especially for the ones that's listening that don't know. So here
we
you go
appreciate
right
that.
Here.
Hell yeah.
They be talking a lot, claiming I ain't the one, I'm really the realest of spit it. Gave them a chance, they couldn't get with it. I gave them a picture and I made a vivid claim, and they own it, I already did it. Shout out to all the pretenders, I laid a foundation, and y'all the beginners. You roll with the suckers, I roll with the winners, so now it's game time. Step it up, test it, get wetted up like Tupac, and it's keeping my head up. Thinking you better than me, that's a setup. I'm older than I'll never let up. Call me the queen of the mob, queen of the coast. Trying hard, I'm doing the most. Take notes, better than any competitor. I got gangster niggas that get at you. I'm extra large in miniature. I have little more of the miniature. I don't start it, they call me the finisher. Living and loving the life I chose. Rep the streets, rare like the rose that grew from the concrete. Still stepping this Armageddon like blowing the mob figures. My clique is through vicious, and ain't no touching me and my niggas. When the clip go quick, you better be rocking with it. Watch me get it. Watch me get it. We going ham out here, yo, ham.
That's just the intro.
Yeah, that's the intro to the album. So you know that's just a little dose. The album is definitely going to be certified a classic, Concrete Rose. And y'all know I got the title from Pop. You know that
Rose,
it was just on my spirit to use that.
Yeah.
So yeah. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Cop something when it drops, and I'll definitely be back to kick it with y'all. Right, but we can do a nice little online listening party.
Definitely. You're welcome here.
No doubt. And anything you put up, I'm going to share it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because once I fuck with a motherfucker, I'll share all your shit. You put a song up, it's posted. Boom, boom, boom. That's how we do. We network underground society.
Right on.
We span the whole country and 15 other countries, so... We ain't hard to find, for real.
Yep. And shout out to everybody that's rocking on my Marvelous Music label. I got Miss Solo out of Denver, Animosity. I got 4K out of Minnesota. I got Winter Brown over in the UK. And I got Lil Marv out here with me. So shout out to my label, y'all. We rocking. And Tree Anime on the vocals.
That's what's
definitely. Up. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for coming, Marvelous. We appreciate you.
For sure. Appreciate y'all.
That's what it is right there, the Marvelous episode 75. Mac J made that shit happen for us. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, if we were going to have a female artist, you know, to come on the show, I'm glad it was her. I'm glad it wasn't Gangsta Boo. You're still going to get Gangsta Boo shit
or
in Pizza Box. Or little
chat rabbit head ass either, you know what I'm saying? Gangsta Boo wasn't the first female I reached out to either, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like I wish we could get Mia X too though. It's some real hot female artists that came up, and ain't too many of them that wasn't trying to get sexed in and shit. They can hold their weight with, like, the Lady of Ray's shoe. They can hold their weight with the dudes. I know some dudes that can't fuck with these girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But on the real.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. That's real shit. I'm gonna get off in a little bit of music. Hey, you want to be careful, my brother. That shit that just hit.
You don't hear me? I'm outside and shit right now. You don't hear this shit, Fred?
Yeah.
That's how good of the Murder Master Music Show is. I'm in this shit.
It's coming. It's coming, man. I'm looking at the radar. It looks like fucking a tsunami at land. You know what I'm saying?
I'm standing under my balcony at my house right now. It's raining hard as fuck. Thunder and lightning. I'm surprised you didn't hear this shit in the background.
Yeah, I hear it. I definitely hear it, man. It's it's crazy. I never heard of a tornado that was 2 miles wide, and I never heard of one single tornado that killed 50 plus people. That's fucked up shit right there, folks. That's fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? So everybody in the Midwest, you know, be careful. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. And take some hardcore drugs. You know, take some dope. take some morphine. Because Dice told me to tell you to take some fucking morphine. And if you ain't got the new Dice album, Morphine, get it. This guy, I just want to say this. When it comes to Detroit music, everybody looks at Esham, or everybody looks at these face-painted fuckazoids. I look at two people. I look at Mastermind, and I look at Dice. I quit looking at Esham because, I'll just put you this way. After 2001, his shit went downhill. Tongues, to me, Tongues was his last great album. Plus, the motherfucker won't come on the show. He don't want to defend his shit. Motherfucker just came out with an album called Acid Rap. Esham don't want to come on the show and defend his shit. So I can't be supporting that, but I will support Dice. This is Morphine. Check this shit out, and check out the video. It's fucking dope-ass video.
So for the love of rap, I lost my focus. Surrounded by vultures, I'm getting money. Selling crack to smokers. They say a prayer for me and pour some liquor full of dead homies. Daddy, why you never took the time out to really get to know me? I'm lonely. Your bullshit ways really rubbed off on me. See, mama, sometimes I wish that I was never born. Trapped in a world of storms, I'm a spider and Satan's spawn. Look in the mirror, I see many faces of demons deformed. I'm a nigga who suffered from deep depression. A nigga who survived a recession through prayers and blessings by selling drugs and weapons. Now where did I go wrong? When I start reading scriptures from songs, or when I start selling heroin to your baby's mom? I'm 40 years old on the block, still selling crack. I'm clowning. Beers, I'm down, and I'm a product of these ghettos surroundings. So fuck working minimum wage. I'm escorting off the back page. I'm a grown ass man walking with a pit bull in a sawed off gauge. Still keeping it real, still sorting from a dollar bill. Still don't give a fuck how you other motherfuckers feel. Cause I get my grind on. And fucking bitches in my car drinking liquor is all I got my mind on. I walk the path of a madman with the heart of sympathy. One of the realest niggas in Detroit. When I die, you will remember me. A legendary legacy, I was tortured, burned with third degree. Mama's a fiend, probably. Morphine is in my IV. Rest in peace to that fuck-ass nigga who tried to rob me. I'm a gladiator, gangster, chronic masturbator. Detroit mentally, hood nigga, loving all of my haters. Now they calling me crazy in Detroit, Detroit. Detroit. Niggas be catching cases on a daily basis. Cops are racist. Fuck your investigations. We sell drugs to better our situations. Love and hatred. Selling dope on a block to us is sacred. Some niggas can't take it. Drunk guns on other niggas just in order to make it. Living life struggles. Petty hustles. Welcome to my world. Rest in peace to cat murder. Who overdosed on girl? I'm reminiscing. I'm a hard head nigga who barely listens. Bitches come up missing. Cooking up blowing these rat infested kitchens. I'm a money grabber. Pulling out heaters on you backstabbers. Ghetto fabulous, hanging with birds. A motherfucking savage. I'm above your average, living lavish, dodging prison. It's been a long time, but fuck the world, niggas. The dash has risen.
Morphine. One of the many drugs that I did not have the pleasure of doing, you know what I'm saying? But PCP and LSD was the shit. Had some wonderful experiences on both of those drugs, which I don't recommend that you do them, especially, especially if you don't want to die or if you don't want to kill anybody. Speaking of which, you know what I'm saying, working on my book again. I fucking rewrote this thing about five times. I can never get past page 15. Right now I'm on page 9, and I promise by the end of the summer I'm going to have that motherfucker done. I got the mindset to finish it.
Right. I'm about to say, get your Stephen King on, man.
I got
to
get my Stephen King on, man. And you know, I got a lot of material from Murder Dog. I got a lot of material from this show that I'm going to incorporate into the UGS movement. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be different chapters. But it's not all going to be about music. Like I said, the first chapter is about my fucking life. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
about how I got to the point to where I was able to be, you know what I'm saying, a music journalist. What I had to go through to get to that point. And, you know, the whole book symbolizes, I was going to call it, I Talked to Millionaires, But I Ain't Got a Dime. It symbolizes the struggle of a guy who, you know, fucking pretty much went through the fires of hell and never got his just due. And I feel like I'm one of those dudes. But in essence of all that shit, when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, UGS, when it comes to Demolition, when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, Six, when it comes to yourself, Mac, and people that have been in my corner, I felt as if I won. I felt as if I did get my just due. Now, whether the music industry recognizes it or not, it doesn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I was able to meet some real motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Of course, I'm going to showcase.
That's how I feel, too, though. But, Fred, I'm about to say, I should probably be doing some PCP or some LSD. I should have been doing that shit yesterday. I just want to give a special shout-out to the St. Louis Police Department. You fucking dickhead.
Cocksuckers.
We had a parade down here yesterday. It's hot as fuck outside, and all I wanted to do was hand out some motherfucking water. And y'all want to act like I'm selling this shit and making money and not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not selling shit. They can have this shit because there's people out here that's hot as fuck, and it's a parade. So I know that all the homeless people get treated bad when there's something going on downtown. They get treated bad anyway, Fred. But when there's something going on downtown and shit, you know what I'm saying? They really get treated bad. So if a motherfucker like me, that I ain't even got a whole lot of money, but fuck it, me and my sons, we get out here, we do a little something, you know what I'm saying? Some invention showing them get back type of shit. But we get prohibited and you want to get in my face? Fuck you, you donut eating, pig shit smelling. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all them motherfuckers, man. Because if I was out here doing something stupid, they wouldn't even be fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? But for you to get in my face and ask me questions and want to see my ID and shit, I'm legit not, bitch. When I was
here
on probation, I gave y'all the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, man.
Here you are trying to help people, and you're not allowed to do that anymore. You know,
I don't need no street vendor license to give out nothing. I can give away whatever I want to give away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can stand out all day long and hand out dollar bills all day long. I can do that without, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm out here giving, man, people take for granted. When it's hot outside, Chris, just think of how you is if you got a little money in your pocket. You want something to drink. Think of the motherfuckers that ain't got shit. These motherfuckers drinking some of the nastiest shit. A bottle of water might make or break a motherfucker's spirit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So fuck, they can have this shit. Even if I couldn't get it all, some of the bottles weren't cold. But I had motherfuckers complaining about it. Like, I'm giving you a bottle of water for free, you fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're going to complain about it not being cold? Shut the fuck up and drink it. So I understand both sides of the table. But for the police, I never understand any side of their table. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Don't eat a donut, bitch. Krispy Kreme. Can't stand them motherfuckers for this.
No, I can't either, man. They, you know, they was even going around, you know, busting little kids as lemonade stands, like they were trying to, you know, bust down Al Capone's alcohol parties and shit.
Did you see that shit where the little girl had made something for her science project? Like, she put, like, vinegar and fucking baking soda in a bottle and it exploded.
And they accused her of being a terrorist.
Yeah, man, they arrested her, dog. They straight
me
arrested
my,
her.
Me and my daughter
overturned a volcano. For real, prayers, they overturned all that shit, but that don't take away the fact that this little girl got arrested, fingerprinted at an early age. How is her view of the police and you know what I'm saying? How is her view of it? They done fucked her whole world over, man.
Nazi Germany. There's a power structure, being enforced, a police state. And we've seen it in the 60s with the fire hoses. We've seen it throughout history, but now it's coming full circle. And they're going after little kids. You've seen the video of the 85-year-old woman that had a cane that was thrown to the ground and her skull was cracked. Another 80-year-old man was powerbombed or some shit. They don't give a fuck no more. It's not like they ever have, but now they don't. Back then they would try to conceal it. Now they're confiscating they're confiscating video cameras. There was one video I saw the other day. It was great. It was at a state park. It wasn't even a cop. It was a security guard. And this one broad, it was a female security guard. She was just like, give me your camera. I'm confiscating your camera. They were all laughing at her. And she was getting madder and madder. Well, she went after this one hippie-looking chick, and the hippie chick took her down and started busting her fucking head, got her in a headlock. Damn. She tried to reach for the fucking taser, and she stopped her. And then this one fat fucking piece of shit was going to come to the rescue of the security officer. And right away, the hippie's friends jumped up and like, no, you ain't touching her. She hit her first.
Beat the fuck.
That's what you got to do. When these cops, I don't want to see nobody get killed, and I'm not trying to tell people to just go randomly be cops. But if you feel that your rights have been fucking violated, if you feel your kids' rights have been violated, do what you can to let that motherfucker know that you're still a man before anything.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these cops go above the law, man. We know you got a badge on because we see your uniform, but come on, man. You don't see no money in my hand. You don't see I'm walking up to prayers. If you see the people I'm handing water to, why would you even ask me, am I selling it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a parade downtown, don't get me wrong, but I wasn't walking up to people that was at the parade. I was walking up to the people that was getting scuttered away from the parade.
You're not the type of motherfucker to sell water. You're not the type of you're a hardworking man. You work a gig. You're a father. You're a provider. Why the fuck would you be out selling water? You're the type of dude that would give water to people.
That's what I was. It was like 50 degrees yesterday. If you was out here, I would have gave you a bottle.
These pigs, they wanna prevent that. They wanna fuck with you when they could be out fighting crime for real. They could be preventing maybe a kid from getting murdered or raped. Or maybe even prevent some innocent old person getting beat by one of their own. But no, they won't because they go by the code of blue. But I wanna go on another subject. I just found out our show with the Easy is on AOL. But when you click on the link, it takes you to this fucking site called the405.com. I'm going to post the link. Hit this site up. I already commented on it. Make these motherfuckers give us credit.
Exactly.
Goddamn motherfuckers. I'm sick of you bastards not giving us credit for the hard work that we put in. Just like DJ Flag, or Flag It, DJ Flag It. Bitch-ass motherfucker, you let Rick Ross whoop your ass because you're a dick taker. You're a fucking dick taker. That's why if you look at DJ Flaggett's videos, he's always asking Too Short and all these rappers. He's always asking all these fucking rappers, what do you think about the gay movement in hip-hop? Do you support it? Why are you asking these questions all the time? Because you're
he want to know what they think about him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're a dick taker. I'm going to tell you what happens if Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, if he starts hitting me, I'm going to do my darndest to break his fucking face in. I'm going to get him on the ground. I'm going to chicken wing him, pop his shoulders out of place, and I'm going to put my fucking 300-pound knee into his face as many times as I can until I can't see nothing but blood. And what do, DJ Flaggett? You get your face beat in, you get mauled, and then you go and sue Ricky Ross, the fake Rick Ross, Ricky Rose, a fucking AKA Precious with a beard. You stupid fucking faggot.
I was about to say, did Vlad get paid?
Of course he did. He got probably like $300,000
right.
or something.
He gets paid, but the motherfucker who life he's stealing, name, all that shit.
They don't even want to get paid.
They don't. Man, what kind of shit is that, man? You know
that's,
what I'm saying?
That's what you call straight up fuckery. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the real Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna try to have him on the show. Matter of fact, I think I want to bring him on this Thursday. I don't know if we're gonna. You know, I said we want to keep it on the West Coast. You know, I might try to be legit, but I think I want to get the real Rick Ross. It's time he comes back on the show. And we got a whole lot of shit we need to talk to. So I'm going to reach out to the real Rick Ross over the next
right.
day
we're
or two.
We're going to keep giving him a voice, even when they keep trying to shut him down, because he got a lot of different things going on, too. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, besides just suing this fake fat fuck, you know what I'm saying, for using his shit, the real Rick Ross got a lot of other shit that's beneficial to a lot of you people that don't even know that he providing this type of shit for you or giving you that information for you to get on certain shit. So, yeah, press having him on, man, is more beneficial than none, you know what I'm saying, because dude paid his debt to society, and for everybody that's going through shit, you could look at him, man, you don't want to go that route, but even if you did go that route, look what this dude doing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he could have easily went right back out to these streets.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? He's out right now. He's trying to do what he can for the youth. He's trying to stop and prevent people from, you know, going the route that he went. And he's also, you know what I'm saying? I like the fact that he's, any time this fake Rick does anything that's questionable, he's on his ass. And that's good, man. You take my name and you take something of mine and you make money off it and you don't pay me. Every time you turn around, I'm going to try to be there, just like that fucking Burger King fruitcake faggot in Germany. I will see you one day, you soccer-kicking, dick-licking, punk motherfucking faggot, dick-in-the-booty bitch. DM bitch, a.k.a. SheMB, and anybody that supports him or SheDub, y'all can eat a fucking dick, too. And I want to say this, too. I want to say this to Dub C and the Realist, man. Nothing but respect to you guys. This dude paid y'all, whatever the fuck he paid y'all, to get on a song with the big loser that he is, and he shouted me out in that song. He said something like, "I don't need a president." No, you don't. You need a dictator because you're a dictator, you fucking faggot. That's what you need.
Right.
You need a dictator because you're a dictator. And
hey, somebody gonna hit him with that dick fingers like Hamburger Helper.
I'm gonna piss on your fucking grave. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shahid, I'm gonna throw some piss on your grave too, for sure.
Right.
You piece of shit.
Still from the underground, you motherfuckers. You going underground, man?
DJ Flag.
And
another
man.
Thing too. All these cocksuckers. Brother Six has been telling me about it. These pro Illuminati guys. I want to address this real quick. These guys are all pro Illuminati. You look at their videos. Everything in their fucking video has Illuminati symbolism. They talk about the Masons. They talk about this. They talk about that. But now they want to talk about conspiracies. You know what I'm saying? They want to talk about not getting your flu shot, or Kanye West wants to talk about this, and that. You motherfuckers are the Illuminati, and what you're doing now is you're trying to confuse the people that you already confused into not going for the same shit that you support and endorse. What the fuck kind of shit is that? We've been saying fuck the Illuminati and fuck you faggots that are trying to jump on our train. Y'all find your own fucking train to jump on. Matter of fact, get run over by a fucking train, you pieces of shit. Cause if funny, you want to see a funny video, type in Kanye West bumps his head and cries. Cries right in front of his fucking that heifer that he implanted with that evil seed, that fucking dumb bitch. Ray J already licked her asshole. You're late on that, you faggot. Stick to Jay-Z's asshole where you belong, you human centipede queer. You Jay-Z,
right.
P. Diddy, and Rick Ross, and go swimming in Frank's ocean. Y'all need to be the human centipede. Yo, mouth to ass, mouth to ass, mouth to ass.
You motherfucker. Everybody in Chicago did not endorse you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
For real.
You guys all need to go to Chesterfield Island. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I don't know, man, what we should do here, man. What do you want to hear? Is there anything you want to hear, Mac? To end the show tonight? Anything you want to...
Man, let's go with the Street Geeks anthem. Or you got the Marvel Steel Toes, stomping on my steel toes?
No, I thought I had it, man. I ain't got it uploaded. But
the Street Geek anthem, I definitely got
the Street Geek anthem. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere around this motherfucker. Here it is right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Street Geeks. You know what I'm saying? Trey Woods, Slim Two Blunts, Tony, Thrax, fucking Chin. You know what I'm saying? Donuts, all them dudes. It was a pleasure to meet them guys, man. Shout out to all the motherfuckers over there, Street Geeks. Shout out to Demolition. Shout out to Six, you know what I'm saying? Hellraiser Productions. Still cutting up the competition. He's had that tagline for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
And
he's cutting slicing up the competition.
Don't fuck with Six, period, on nothing.
On the art, you can't fuck with that motherfucker. You can't fuck with that. As long as I've been doing this, the radio shit, not the journalism, but as long as I've been doing the radio shit, that motherfucker's been doing art for me for goddamn a decade now. A fucking decade. You know what I'm saying? You can see, we just made the Murder Dog again, you know what I'm saying, with Six's ads. But you can see.
Right, I think that's just a KFYB and a Murder Master Music Show. That's nice
yeah,
look.
You can go back 10 years and see his work in the Murder Dog. You can see several of his covers. You know what I'm saying, like the X-Ray to hit the Murder Dog. You can see his shit in Best Buy. This dude is a world-renowned artist, and he comes from the bloodline of, you know what I'm saying, Mike Dream, TDK. Rest in peace to Mike Dream, you know what I'm saying? That dude is one of the most influential artists in hip-hop history. You know what I'm saying? KRS-One will tell you about him, which we're trying to get KRS-One on the show. I'm not, you know, really big off into his kind of music. Dude is a dope lyricist and everything, and I like his subject matter, but I'm just not into that whole, you know, hip-hop thing. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying, if you want artwork, get at our brother Six. If not, then, you know what I'm saying, go fuck yourself.
right.
You want a video shot?
And, I'm about to say, and turn in the KFYB, man. We're going to have some old fat bitches on this motherfucker. Hopefully. And if they want to get their music reviewed, they can send it to us, too.
Yeah, KFYB, every fucking Saturday, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. If you want to, you know what I'm saying, you got any ideas for shows, hit us up, you know what I'm saying, six@ugsforlife.com, hit up Matt J, hit up myself, president@ugsforlife.com. You want to hear something on the show, you got any ideas? You know, make it happen. If you got any connects, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll tell you some motherfuckers we want to get on the show. I want to get Scarface on the show. I want to find out what the fuck's going on with Scarface. Ice Cube. I want to get Ice Cube on the show because I want to have Heller come in and challenge him to that fight.
Right.
70-year-old Heller against Ice Cube. I want to hear what Ice Cube
20 years ago.
Yeah, he said he would have whooped his ass, man. I want to hear what Ice Cube has to say. But we're going to get the fuck out of here, as usual. Go to ugsforlife.com. Everybody
right,
in Midwest,
tune in
be
tomorrow
safe.
Night, man. Underground Classics. On
Underground
UGS
Classics
Radio.
With the BG. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's the UGS general out of Germany. The motherfucking... The only motherfucker. I mean, there's cats in Germany that support us, but that dude is let's put it to you this way, he's close to Burger Man. Beat his fucking ass if you can, BG. If you run into that stupid fucking dumb potato face looking soccer ball, kick him as hard as you can into the goalie, and you know, hopefully the goalie will be C Dub. You can kick him right in his fucking faggot dick. Other than that, thank you to everybody for the support. Mac, thanks for getting the homegirl Marvelous on the show. And you got a few guys, you know what I'm saying, coming through. Everybody that don't know, Mac J works his ass off, you know what I'm saying, helping us get guests
on
the show.
I'm in a storm doing this shit, Fred. Can you hear that shit?
Yeah, you better be careful, man. That shit is vicious. our heart definitely goes out to the people in fucking Oklahoma. 51 people
died
tonight. Yeah,
all people in Oklahoma.
It's, you know what I'm saying? That, now watch how much they talk about it compared to the bombing in Boston, which killed about, what, 10 people? Just like that explosion that happened.
See?
You hear that shit right there?
That's that shit, Brad.
Yeah.
Damn, it's all lightning yet. It's close as fuck.
I'm going down kicking and screaming.
Yeah, you better get in the crib, man. We're out of this bitch. KFYB, this is the Street Geek Anthem. We'll see you guys hopefully. We'll definitely see you tomorrow with the BG, and then hopefully we'll see you Thursday. Right here, UGS for Life.com.
If I don't get struck by lightning on you bitches, I'm out here, Fred. Plug it.
Peace.
I'm ready.
Alright.
H-I-C-U-P. That's Street Geek, nigga. You know what? Glenn, what up, nigga? Straightwood, I see. Crack, what it is, nigga?
Ready production.
What up, B-Town? What up? First thing first, B-Town, where you find me? Pulling on a toast, bunch of thugs be behind me. Fresh weed, Tim, keep me plugged with the concrete. Geek squad, T-free, bug the Alliance. I'm the nigga shaking up the dice game. Me and Wood was fucking niggas up before Vice came. Cracks in the cut, flaming up with a nice dame. Married to the streets, ain't no motherfucking right brain. Y'all right lane, I be in the speedy. Rob in the hood, hit the rich if he the needy. It seems like needy niggas always greedy. That shit ain't been right since Mike went creepy. Keep big rolls of the paper, no CP. Put the rock dropping good down CP3. Crook Glock robbing all the time, act CP.
I'm a straight geek. I show you I'm quick. I come on your street, shake it up for a week. I'm a nerd from the curb. I smoke the best herb. Two bloods blow on the cinders at the window. What's the burn? I'm a straight geek. I show you I'm quick. I come on your street, shake it up for a week. I'm a nerd from the curb. I smoke the best herb. Two bloods blow on the cinders at the window. What's the burn?
Shot fired. Three man down. It's shell cases all over the ground. Blast four in the chest, some in the headrest. You know what that means, plenty corners on the scene. Who scared? Woke up with a fresh forehead. Your block be sunny, I'll leave it all red. Niggas with dreads, they don't hit their targets. When they do spray wood, they kill innocent kids. I'm a straight gig, I'll come on your straight. I'll cook up the babe in an all-black wagon. Hanging out, blasting and laughing. Straight wood, bitch, fire. Komodo dragon, I don't stunt. I roll up with two blunts. Amigos, then my neck be froze. Standing on Pulaski Road with original foes. You know what they carry, 100 shot calico.
I'm a straight gay. I'll show you I'm quick. I'll come on your straight, shake it up for a week. I'm a nerd from the curb. I smoke the best herb. Two bloods blow on the cinders at the window. What's the burn? I'm a straight gay. I'll show you I'm quick. I'll come on your straight, shake it up for a week. I'm a nerd from the curb. I smoke the best herb. Two bloods blow on the cinders at the window. What's the burn?
Looking down on the birds. We fly, street geeks packing the heat cause we fly. Nerds from the curb observe as we tweak. Smoke the best herb and murder these beats. I'm posted with my pocket protector. I'm more than just a student, nigga, I'm a professor. I teach, I preach when I speak. You niggas complain, I simply complete. Me and the geek squad smart on the boulevard. Anybody act hard, get sent to God. Straight bullshit, six rings, bitch. And we stunting for the robbers on my king shit. No Molly, Shally, Ratchet, Victor, lean with the Sprite. We sipping all night in the green lit. Steady mobbing on my team shit. Cause you ain't seen nothing till you seen
I'm
this.
I'm a straight gay. I'll show you I'm quick. I'll come on your straight, shake it up for a week. I'm a nerd from the curb. I smoke the best herb. Two bloods blow on the cinders at the window. What's the burn? I'm a straight gay. I'll show you I'm quick. I'll come on your straight, shake it up for a week. I'm a nerd from the curb. I smoke the best herb. Two bloods blow on the cinders at the window. What's the burn?
Yeah, we're not done yet. I changed my mind. Hold on one sec. This is for you, DJ Vlad.
You're clearly gay. There's nothing really else to say about that. I think you all know that.
Yep, you fucking piece of shit. I'm trying to find something. Hold on one sec. DJ Vlad, where's the Do You Suck Dicks? Fucking piece of shit. DJ Vlad, you better start fucking crediting us. I'm telling you, because if not, this might be your bitch.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
And also, DJ Vlad, this is clearly an attribute to you.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
And, you know what I'm saying, other than that, tune in episode 76. Hopefully it'll be on Thursday. Oh, yeah, yeah, Vlad, by the way, this too.
Listening? Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks. Got that?
Yeah, you got that? You got that, Vlad? You got that? Here, just in case you didn't get it, let me give it to you one more time.
Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks. Got that?
Oh, you like that, don't you, faggot?
Yep, we'll see you later. I gotta go. Don't play with the sound effects. See you guys tomorrow, Underground Classics. And, you know, hopefully this Thursday we'll have another show. Other than that, KFYB Saturday, bitch.